This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi. So finally, we begin. There's a very interesting custom reported about Tu B'Shvat that's brought in two different Sfarim. The first Sefer is brought in is a Sefer HaMenhagim of the Kal Kodesh of Varmaiza, the customs of Varmaiza. This is reported by Rabbi Yusuf Shamish. Rabbi Yusuf Shamish is one of the early recorders of ancient Menhagim. It's also brought in the Sefer Menhage Varmaiza Menhag Mikri Dardaki. So there's an ancient custom in Varmaiza. Now, we spoke out a number of times that the region in Germany of Varmaiza used to be called Garmaiza. For instance, the Reikeach was Rebbe Lezer of Garmaiza. And then somehow it became known as Varmaiza, or what we call it as Worms. And we mentioned that the Chidah writes in the Sefer Magal Toiv, in his diary, that what happened was, it used to be called Garmaiza. However, there was a certain dragon in Garmaiza. And this dragon would eat every day. What would he eat? He would not eat cholent. He would not eat potato kugel. He would eat kishka. But when I say kishka, he would eat the kishkas of Yidden. But not just the kishka, the entire Yid whole. It's actually probably very tasty. This is what he would eat every day. The dragon would be extremely relentless and dangerous unless he was fed a Yid. And this occurred for a very long time. Until one particular day, one Yid was willing to be thrown to the dragon. He went in with a sword. The dragon swallowed him half from the bottom to the waist and then the top to the waist. He was swallowed whole. And from inside the dragon with his sword, he vanquished the dragon. And from that point on, the region of Garmaiza was changed to be known as Varmaiza, the worm, in memory of this worm. It's a true story that the Chidah brings down in the Sefer Magal type. Anyway, what was the custom on Tu B'Shvat? The custom on Tu B'Shvat was, it was known, take a look in Amran, Yoima de Mefagri. It was the day of Mefagri. What does Mefagri mean? It's a lashon from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Rashi says, basically, the Talmidim did not come to learn. Especially the children, what did they do? It was a day off for the Malamdim and the Talmidim. It was a Yomishta V'Simcha. They would give the Talmidim alcohol and they would rejoice. That was the old custom on Tu B'Shvat. Basically, you would not go to yeshiva on Tu B'Shvat. Here also is brought down that certain days that they didn't go to learn in yeshiva, and one of them here in Minhagei Varmaiza was Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, they would eat lekach toiv and yayin sarof, and the Talmidim would not pay for it. It was on the house. And this was the ancient custom on Tu B'Shvat. And the question is, what type of minhag is this? I'm sure nobody would complain if you had a day off to drink alcohol. But nevertheless, we know of a Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Why in the world would we give off on Tu B'Shvat? It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch other than the fact that you don't say Tachnon. But more than that, we have no mention. Why would there be an inyan of not going to yeshiva on Tu B'Shvat? Okay, this is a question of the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, in his Svarim, not on Chumash, but in his Sichos on the Mayadim. So it's a very interesting thing. The Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, after Meir Shapiro, was Rav Tzvi Frumer. He was known as the Goin, the Kuzhaglover Goin. The Kuzhaglover Goin, he was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, and he brings down a very interesting thing. And that is his Rebbe, the Eglei Tal, the Avnei Nezer said, the Sachet Shavar said, that every year on Tu B'Shvat, when the Eglei Tal, who was Mole V'Gadish Chidushim, he was Margish, he felt that his Chidushe Torah on Tu B'Shvat were on just like a completely different level. He felt that his best Chidushim of the year, his sweetest Chidushim of the year, his most Geshmak Chidushim were on Tu B'Shvat. Why? Because we know that a man is compared to a tree. Where is a man compared to a tree? It's actually, the Pasuk says when you come and conquest a city, don't chop down a fruit tree. The Pasuk says, Ki ha'adam eitz hasadeh. Is a tree a man? Meaning, ki ha'adam eitzas adam. Why are you chopping down the tree? Is the tree a man? So it says it sort of in like a rhetorical language. Is a tree a man? But the Gemara takes it literally. Ki ha'adam eitzas adam. A tree is a man. Meaning a person is compared to a tree. And therefore, what are a person's, if a person is a tree, then what are a person's fruits? His chidushei Torah. Mamela, if on Tu B'Shvat is the day that the sap of the tree rises up to be able to produce the fruits, so too, it's the day where the ideas begin to develop in the inner recesses of the mind. Because again, if a person is a tree, and the fruits are his Torah, so if on Tu B'Shvat it's the day that the sap in the tree rises up to produce fruits, Tu B'Shvat is the day where the ideas begin to, so to speak, germinate and develop in like the inner recesses of the mind, and therefore the day of the sweetest chidushim is Tu B'Shvat.
Does alcohol
okay.
Help them come along?
Alcohol always helps. So this is interesting. Take a look at number 4. This is in the Shas Teshuvas Eretz Tzvi in the Chelak Beis in Drush Aleph. Ilan merames ala adam. Tree is an allusion to a person who eats, like in the pasuk, and it's also merames. It's also merames to a person's shefa, which is the Eitz HaChayim, which is nigmar those through tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. The Eglei Tal would say that every year after Tu B'Shvat, he was margish like a new flavor in his Chidushei Torah, because the Ikar Rosh Hashanah le'ilan are going on Chidushei Torah. Now let's take a look at number 6 for a moment, where the Gemara compares a person to a tree. Amar le Rav Yirmiyah le Rav Zerah. Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Zerah, Lesi mar listening, let the master come and teach. So Rav Zerah said, I'm cholash libay, I'm weak. V'lo yachilna, I can't. So he said, okay, if you can't teach halacha, at least teach agadata. Lema mar milsa de gadata. I'm like, hocham Rav Yochanan. May dechsev ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. Dechi adam eitz ha'sadehu. Ela mishum dechsev ki mimenu toichal. It says about a fruit tree, you should eat from it, don't cut it off. And then it says elsewhere about a tree, you can cut it down. How? Some people, everybody is like a tree. Some people, they have fruit. Some people don't. If he's a Talmud Chacham Hagun, you should eat from him and don't cut him down. And if he's not, then you should destroy him and cut him down. So from this Gemara, says Rav Asher Weiss, look at number 7, then we'll come back to number 5 in a moment. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, chazal darshan, eitz is a person. Similar to what Rashi says, remember by the Meraglim, it says, go to Eretz Yisrael and see, hayesh ba eitz imayin, is there a tree or not? So literally it means, is the land fertile? Does it produce fruits? Does it have trees? But Chazal Darshan, is there a person that's kosher to protect in his chus, like the Gemara says in Tainus? Or like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Eitz is a remez to Torah. Pre-Eitz is a remez to the Talmud Chacham. Similarly, Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Gemara in Soita, Daf Mem Vav. Why does the Torah say to bring an Egla Arufa on the Nachal? Says the Gemara, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let something come that did not make payroids and be cut off in a place that doesn't produce payroids. To be mechaper on someone who was not given the opportunity to produce payroids. What payroids? Does it refer to the person who was murdered who did not have children? So if that's the case, then a zaken or a sris, maybe we would not do the procedure of egla rufa. No, it means mitzvahs. The Torah mitzvahs of a person are his peirais. And therefore, what day is the new beginning and a good opportunity and a most inclined to allow a person's mind to develop new Torah ideas? Tu B'Shvat. Well, says Rav Asher Weiss, a fantastic idea, that it could be the minog of not going to yeshiva on Tu B'Shvat was for the following reason. The rest of the year, you have to learn from the Rebbe. You have to learn Torah. The Rebbe is teaching, and a person has to go learn. But the one day a year that we say, you know what? Don't go to the Rebbe today. Today you're going to develop your own chidushim. Today you're going to come up with your own ideas, your own novella, your own novel thoughts That's Tu B'Shvat. After all, the Avnei Nezer felt a special elevation in his Chidushei Torah on Tu B'Shvat. So says the Minchas Asher, take a look at number 5, V'Efshur, D'Hainu Taima D'Minhaga. That could be the reason for the Minhag in Worms, that the Talmidim would not come to the Rebbe's house to learn. Why? Because on Tu B'Shvat, every Yachid could be Masig and be Mechadesh Chidushei Torah. Therefore, it's better to stay home and review and develop your own ideas. Now, this is not the day to go to the Rebbe. The rest of the year, you have to learn from the Rebbe. This is the one day which is Mesugal to develop your own Chidushim.
So, alcohol coming out, alcohol actually helps the...
Yeah, I said, alcohol always helps. So review the Chidush we said earlier. But, Rabbi Isai, I had the following idea. Very interesting idea. And that is, if that's the case, what is the first time in the Torah that we have the teaching of Torah Shebaal Peh? The Gemara says, what's the difference between the first four books of the Torah and the fifth book? The Gemara says, the first four books, Moshe mipi ha'gvura amra. Moshe was saying over what Hashem taught him. Devarim, Mishnah Torah, Moshe mipi atzmai amra. Moshe was saying on his own. I'm middle of Shira, so I'm not available. But Moshe mipi atzmai amra. Moshe, no. No, please.
Jack.
Moshe said it on his own. So that means Sefer Devarim is Moshe's Tarsha Baal Peh. Sefer Devarim is the first opportunity for Moshe Rabbeinu to begin to give over the oral law, the Tarsha Baal Peh. Even though Devarim is part of the Chumash, nevertheless, there is a dimension of Tarsha Baal Peh to it. There is an idea that Rav Gedalia Shor brings down that what's the comparison that this concept that we're trying to develop, that there's a connection between the Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos and the sap that rises in the tree and the person's Torah and his own Chidushim? What does the tree got to do with the person? So the Ar Gedalia further develops this idea, and that is that there's a concept, Gavoya Me'al Gavoya Shomer, which means whatever we see in this world is just the physical concretization and representation of what's going on in Shamayim. That the physical hashpa and flourishing that we see in this world is a manifestation of the spiritual hashpa in Shamayim. So if you see, for instance, on Tu B'Shvat, which is the day that the majority of the rain has already fallen, and that's the day that the sap begins to rise in the tree and the tree is primed to produce fruits, it's just the physical manifestation of the spiritual fruits that are now primed to develop in the Olam Haruchani. If that's the case, if somebody would want to start teaching Torah Shebaal Peh and teaching Torah to its Sibur, what would you think would be a very opportune day to begin teaching the Torah? Tu B'Shvat. Interesting. It almost works out perfectly. And that is, if you look in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, when Moshe begins to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael, when does Moshe begin to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael? So we would say, on the 15th day of the 11th month, right? Tu B'Shvat. Almost. Look at number 8. Vayhi ba'arbam shana. It was in the 40th year. Ba'ashtei asar chodesh. In the 11th month. Bi'echad la'chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Diber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. Kechayel asher tziva Hashem oisay aleihem. Everything that Hashem commanded. Amazingly, what day did Moshe begin teaching the Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnah Torah to Klal Yisrael? Shvat. Oh, so Shvat is a perfect month. Just off by a little bit. He didn't start teaching it on Tu B'Shvat 2 weeks earlier. But you know what? It actually works out perfectly. But only if you're a Talmud of Shammai. Why is that? Look at number 11. B'yachad b'shvat. On the first day of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan is Rosh Hashanah for trees. K'divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omer. Beis Hillel says, b'chamisha asar bay, on the 15th day of Shvat. So, you know, this would be a beautiful Dvar Torah if Beis Shammai started to teach the Torah on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. You would say it's Beis Shammai l'shitase. Beis Shammai, who holds that the sap begins to rise on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that would be the opportune day to say Chidusha, that would be the opportune day to teach Torah. The only thing is, we paskin like Hillel, but it does work out perfectly. Because the Chiddush Arim reveals to us that we had two figures back in the Midbar, Moshe and Aaron. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem? Loi ends with an Aleph. Ish ends in a Shem. Devarim ends in a Mem. Anoichi ends in a Yod. Spells out, Shammai, Loi, Ish, Devarim, Anoichi. I'm not a man of words. You know who I am? I'm a Shammai. I can't be the leader of the Jewish people. They're going to come to me with all kinds of ridiculous questions. Moshe, convert me standing on one leg. And I'm going to smack them. I don't tolerate that. I'm the mechoikik. I'm the lawgiver. There's no room for deviance. Am I the right guy? I can't do this. Hashem said, no. Hu yia lecha lepeh. He will be for you a mouth. Hillel, Aroin is Hillel Omer. Heaven mitamidav shel Aroin. Oyev shalom. Veroidev shalom. Aaron was well known to be Talmud of Hillel. Moshe, on the other hand, was Shammai. When somebody would come to Moshe, Moshe, I want to be Kohen Gadol, but you're a guy. Moshe is not saying, well, you know, let's see what we could do to work things out. Moshe is going to fly a kite, go jump in the lake, and maybe fly the kite while you're in the lake, while you're at it. Moshe Rabbeinu was the mechaykik, he's the lawgiver. He's on the gather of Shammai. He's loy ish devarim anoichi. Soifei Teva Shammai, the Chiddush Arim says. Aaron HaKoyin is Hu Yia Lecha Lepeh. Aaron HaKoyin is Hillel. Memela, if Moshe is on the Geder of Shammai, what day do you think Moshe would choose to teach the Torah Shabbat Meir HaKla Yisrael? Rosh Chodesh Shvat is L'shitasei. Moshe is going L'shitasei to Shammai. So you say, but we paskin like Hillel. Yeah, but everybody knows. Rabbi Chanan brings this down in the Koyveitz Shiurim. And the Malbim brings this down. And the Malbim says that, La'asalavai, we're going to paskin like Shammai. So it's not like Moshe Rabbeinu is going, Shalai Kenegad Halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu is going Kahalacha. It just, Moshe Rabbeinu was not Zoicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was hoping to go into Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe would have brought us into Eretz Yisrael, then it would have brought the Mashiach right away. So Moshe Rabbeinu was always on the gather of the Gula Hasidah. Moshe Rabbeinu was always primed for the final redemption. So in the world of Moshe, we go like Shammai. So if there's a day on the calendar that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach the Torah, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Guess how Sefer Devarim begins. Moshe Beir Moshe Satorah when? Ba'ashtei Asar Chodesh, B'yachad LaChodesh, Dibar Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael. But Bizman Hazeh, when the Halacha is like Hillel, so then, Taka, Tu B'Shvat, is an amazing day for a person to grow in Limud HaTorah, in Chiddushei HaTorah, and to develop one's own ideas in Torah. Now, it's interesting, the Chiddush HaRim does draw some connection here, and I don't quite think he's saying what we said, but he does draw a connection. Now, I could have just taken two lines, but Rabbi Yosef, you told me a gematria yesterday that Elon is 91. So in the middle of nowhere, I don't even know why he says it. He says that Elon is 91. So I put it on the sheet, l'kvaidcha, even though he doesn't do anything with it, but still. But still, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due.
That's the second one, remember a few weeks ago?
Yeah. So, yeah, H.S.Chai, right? So, but he ends off over here. Look, he says very nice. He says, the Nirmazim, the end of number 10, the Nirmazim, Shammai v'hilo bazeh, loy ish devarim anoichi is sefei tevois. Shammai, hu yia lecha lepeh is rashi tevois Hillel. So we could again suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the shoresh of Shammai, was mashpia Torah specifically to Klal Yisrael on Echad b'Shvat. But for the rest of us, in our dimension that we live in now, Ba'olam Hazeh, that we paskin like Hillel, Chamisha Asar B'Shvat is a great day. First of all, it's the Rosh Hashanah in terms of Maisar Peiros, and it's a great day for Chidushei Torah and learning Torah and teaching Torah. So therefore, in that vein, I invite you to come join us tomorrow on tomorrow we'll continue Be'ezras Hashem Shkoyach. Let's go, it's fine.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.